Social medium. Our networks have a constant pulse and flow throughout the day. A concern could be that because we have so much control over who and what we see, we create our own little extended bubble realities, essentially wearing blinders. It is certainly true to some extent. This is how Google and similar companies make billions of dollars. The content and information we provide for free allows billions of search results to be filtered down to what is most relevant to us each and every time. But in a broader sense, when we engage in conversation, sharing beautiful or tragic moments or expansive, healing, expository thoughts, we are acknowledging that which emanates all around. We are contributing to the overall momentum toward awakening and healing. I'm not sure if there are any original ideas out there, but everything that comes across our radar usually has a prescient or poignant message for us in the moment. I believe we are generally biased toward the positive and life-affirming, but depending on our resonant default and our practiced spiritual homeostasis, we may be inundated with the less common but more dramatic and violent aspects of things. Perhaps the irony lies in how lonely this landscape can be. We are wirelessly hyper-connected, but we're also becoming increasingly isolated and sheltered behind our devices and their attention-grabbing screens. Many people prefer using pseudonyms and avatars, and that's fine. However, we must remember that our true voice, vibration, and echo on this physical plane are also our fingerprints. We can be as extreme as we want with online media, and we can disengage, run away, and hide as well. But we can't hide from ourselves, as if that wasn't obvious enough. We are social creatures, and we are destined for growth in one way or another. It's encouraging to see how much positive energy is flowing nowadays as we become more raw and honest with one another. Hurt happens, but it doesn't have to linger forever. We can tap into the stream of limitless light all day and all night. That being said, gathering around a real, smoky, flickering campfire on occasion, away from cell towers, screens, and polluting city lights, is also powerful. Solvitur ambulandum.